All right, so this next clip says, quote, homeowner says SWAT came in her home without permission. Forget about the Constitution. Forget about our rights. If you're SWAT, you're above the law. Check out this clip.
A local homeowner is demanding answers. She says the SWAT team broke into her house. She tells us it happened as police set up to catch her neighbor across the street.
Action News' Lorena Inkland was at the standoff on Sunday. She is live on the south side tonight in Lorena. The homeowner and her family were forced to leave their house.
Mark Page's entire street was blocked off by deputies Sunday, Glenn Gardner Drive. One of those neighbors I spoke to that day, Deborah Franz, she happens to live right across the street from the man police were trying to arrest.
Deborah Franz never imagined a fight at her neighbor's house would turn into a SWAT standoff.
The cop goes, oh, y'all need to leave. Y'all can't be in your house.
That happened around 1 p.m. 6 hours later, the scene was cleared and she went back home.
I was the first one coming in. Came in the door and I stopped. I froze because I realized somebody had messed with my TV.
Franz says her blinds were opened. Her Xbox and TV were disconnected. A drape over her bedroom window was thrown on the floor. At first, she thought it was a burglar, but then realized nothing was missing.
Then were the last person I seen around my house was police officers. So I'm just assuming that it had to be them.
So she called the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office.
When he did call me back and say, yes, Miss Franz, my men did come in your house.
34-year law enforcement veteran Wiley Hodges says it doesn't surprise him.
On a SWAT call out, it's not a normal police call out. And a lot of, it's different. And the circumstances are mandated and dictated by the situation. As it progresses.
While law enforcement generally needs a warrant to enter someone's home, criminal defense attorney Miguel Rosada says there are exceptions.
It seems that they only entered into the home to gain a tactical advantage. I think if there's any violation, that would probably be it.
France tells me she feels violated. For her, it's a matter of principle.
If you're going to come in my home or use my home, at least let me know.
France tells me she at least wants an apology. According to the attorney I interviewed, it would be difficult to bring about a case here because there were no damages. However, he does say, bottom line, if the JSO was inside her house, they should have notified her. Reporting live from the South Side, Lorena Inkland, CBS 47 Action News.
And Action News reached out to the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office to get its side of the story, and we got this statement instead. Part of it reads, this case will get the same scrutiny to ensure that we used best practices, and it will be assessed to ensure that we followed all legal and ethical guidelines. The man who set off the SWAT standoff, Michael Farrell, was booked into jail last night.
Thanks so much for watching. Don't forget to go to framingtheworld.tv and support us today.